Where the fuck is Deluxe?
Where is Beast Wars Barry?
Yeah, Beast Wars Barry doesn't exist.
He
He might
disappeared
not
at
have ever
like after
existed.
like after episode 20 and never came back.
Dalton is our official record keeper for Stasis Lock, and he writes the almanac and so forth. And so he's like, last Barry sighting, episode 20. Well, this is episode 40. Welcome to Stasis Lock, episode 40 ounces. That's what I called it.
Why is it called
Jokes.
ounces?
Because you're drinking everything right now, Joe.
Bear.
Turn your
Yeah,
camera
I
on. We
drank a
want to see the
bottle of wine.
ounces.
Now I'm on my second beer. Might go get more. Once I'm
Okay.
done.
Well, it's interesting cast because I have myself and did I get anything? No, I don't get anything ever. So, no, I didn't get anything. And Dalton's here.
I'm here and I got something. Thanks to I can't remember all who all pitched in for it, but I want to thank everyone who did for the Takara, was it Telemoka Wolfang. So thank you for that birthday gift, guys.
Oh
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
that happened.
Yeah, glad you enjoy it.
I do. I love that deco. Really works.
Yeah, it's
Now,
great.
I thought that was Howlinger, or it is. No, that's just the Takara Wolfang is Howlinger,
Yeah.
but the Telemoka is Wolfang again.
I think so. I don't know.
So where does the red come from on that? Is it just oh, let's make it red because reasons,
Well,
or
even the wolf mode is colored differently. It's brown and white as opposed to gray. I mean, the whole color
okay.
scheme is different.
Yeah, it's completely different.
That's cool.
I just need to get
The
myself a.
Telemoka. Huh?
I was just saying I need to get myself a canine and I'd have the trifecta.
Those Telemoka figures are amazing.
Yeah.
So that was Tyler's idea. You can thank him. We're kind of doing the whole birthday gift thing like the other ROC shows do. And he spearheaded it and I think he kind of just bought it on its own and he told us all what we owe him. And there's some thing about being overcharged for shipping or whatever. I don't really follow it too closely. But probably gonna do that going forward. And from what they were saying, everybody's birthdays are. No, that was ETR. Never mind. Everybody's birthdays are grouped in like two parts of the year. But no, that was ETR. Never mind. Who's next? We got to figure out whose birthday is next.
Well, it's not mine. Mine happened.
Mine
When
happened.
is Chris's?
Mine's in May. Mine happened.
Dalton's obviously happened.
Yeah.
Barry's just happened, but he doesn't count.
Barry doesn't count. You have to put in for the gifts to receive a gift, I would say. Sorry, Kenny. But you also have to read the group chat to know that there is a gift. So there's that. Joe,
Yeah.
did you get anything this week?
Well, I made the mistake of going to a local convention
It's
called
called Hanny's
Burnham
House.
Bowl. No, this was different. This was called Burnham Bowl. It takes place at a bowling alley. Normally there's nothing there, but there was this guy and he had a huge box of beasts. And I'm like, damn it.
Every one of them incomplete.
No, they were all complete. He must have bought them from, because this guy's a reseller. He must have bought them from a collector, because for the transmetals, like Pterosaur, Cheetor, Rhinox, he had the color variants for each of them. So there were duplicates in there, and they were all complete. There was quite a few figures, and he added up all his prices. It came to like 400. I talked him down to 250. Damn it, I shouldn't have spent that. So then I pulled some G1s off my shelf and went and sold them to him for 150. So I made my money back and then I sold some more G1s. So I broke even.
Are these Beast Wars things you already owned?
Yeah.
You just needed more? You couldn't let them live a life without you?
No, I needed them because they were there.
So we'll have to cover more on that later.
Here, I'll show you.
The logic of impulse buying.
No, I'll show you why. So I decided to do this with my display. So I'm going for one of each mode.
Oh no.
The Jisk of Beast Wars.
Yeah. The Jisk approach.
But this is a lot cheaper. So
yeah.
I found out there are three transmetal units.
Three what?
Three transmetal Rhinox variants. This one that you sent the war, Chris, this is gold, not...
Well, the gold's brown one is the Takara one, because it says Cybertron on the leg.
No, it doesn't. It says Rhinox.
Well, then you got a mismatched one.
Weird. Because,
The brown, like, chrome is the Cybertron one from Takara. And then there's a light green and a dark green from Hasbro. Plus the Fox Kids and the Armada.
Okay. So, but yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Are the legs on a ball joint? Like, could you swap out the parts if you wanted to?
These upper legs?
Whatever leg says Rhinox on it.
Yeah, this leg says Rhinox.
Can you just pop that off and put it on a different Rhinox?
I could.
Then that's what happened.
Really?
Yeah. Unless your opinion of light green and mine are different.
Well, this is definitely a goldish green. Then when I look inside, it looks kind of blue.
Well, maybe I'll unwrap mine someday. I thought they looked very pretty light green and dark green. And then, actually, I have a book that can illustrate this.
Going for the book.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right, so that Chris guy.
So Chris guy's back. Someday maybe that you could do how Jisk does, where he uses different editions or different molds of the same character, like different third-party renditions, so that it's not just the same figure twice.
So, I kind of got that going on with Megatron.
So kind of like how some people do the whole, well, I'm going to get the Make Toys Inferno and the official Grapples. The whole.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, these are already a lot of duplicates because I have my show cast and then I have one of each character as they were for each season. So, I mean, that's... three different Rhinox. That's
Rhinoi.
Rhinoi.
Yeah, it's three different Waspies.
Where them Rhinox pictures at? Rhino, where are you at? Is this the right book? This book kind of sucks.
You kind of suck.
There it is. There it is, bruh.
Okay, so there are three different ones. There's the...
See, the light green is here. And it goes to the dark green in the middle. And the other one is the brown Takara.
Okay.
It's not fucking blue.
It looks blue.
See, look at the abdominals. There's the light green, the dark green, which is like a turquoise.
That's why it's kind of lit.
And brown on the other side.
I'm looking at this one, the darkest one, and it looks blue to me.
All right, fine, then it's blue. Here, here's another. Here's there's more pictures. Right here.
It probably here, just.
I have the. Who'd the Takara come with?
In the Versus pack. It is.
Oh, there it is. Mine's sealed, but it's covered by other stuff. So I can't really look.
The Versus pack?
Yeah. I have pine latted stuff in front of it.
Let's see. Tarantulas.
Okay.
Tarantulas? Tarantulas?
Was the tarantulas any different?
Oof.
Except that it says Destron on it. And I think the gold is like got a little more red in it. I think.
Yeah, so it looks more.
I think. I'm not sure.
More than the, what's it called one? I know the Canadian was darker, wasn't it?
I don't know of that.
I know there was a darker version. There's.
I think that's just the Zakara one.
Was it? Because I have two hands. One's more gold, one's more dark gold.
We're all just talking about variants, and none of us have them in front of us.
Here, I'll go. I have both tarantulas.
Tarantulae. We got four viewers. Shout out to the viewers.
Hey.
Here is. This is one. You can see the.
That's Hasbro. Shrine.
And then here's the other. You can tell the difference.
I feel like it's a little bit darker of the gold. It's like a reddish orange.
Yeah. Let me look at the name. It says Tarantulas on it. Whew.
Well, we know that the factory isn't perfect for when it's pumping out figs.
No, by all means, no. That's why probably somewhere towards the end of the barrel of paint, and that's why they got darker from the concentrated goodness at the bottom.
Electrostatic paint.
Maybe that's why some Megatrons are pink and some Primals are purple. I still have to get those.
I need to get my hands on a Transmetal Megatron.
We talked about it on Dalton. Tell us what episode it was. But there's two different blues to the Transmetal Primal. There's like a lighter blue and a darker blue. And the lighter blue isn't light blue. It's just there's a dark blue and an even darker blue. But there's two different blues. And it's the kind of thing where you could never buy it on eBay and know exactly which one you're getting. So that's you have to be at a show or something. And they're both there. And you can hold them next to each other. And then you buy both of them because you don't know which one you have at home.
Well, yeah, I ran into that problem before. So, these two I have here are the same, I think.
I'm going to have to check the one I got.
Well, if you don't have anything to compare it to, you don't know which one you have.
Are these two the same, Chris? Do they look the same?
They look the same to me. You'd be able to tell. Like it, if it wasn't noticeable, then we wouldn't know it exists.
True.
So if they look the same, then they're both the same one, and I can't tell you if it's the lighter one or the darker one unless you have both. And that's something that wasn't in any of the books that I have. That's something that I think Brian shared, just like the Death Charge with the different color.
This one's going to be different.
Eyes.
This one's Zakara.
Well, yeah, the Zakara one's different because it's also like transparent purple for the shoulders all that.
I went to grab my third one, and I realized it was Takara. Let me try and find my fourth.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but I have a lot of beasts, too. I don't have multiples of any specific variant, though. I don't just buy more to buy more.
I have purposes when I buy more.
Sure.
The main purpose is that it's there and in front of me.
And the purpose is that now it's mine.
Yep. I don't care enough to keep digging. Although it's bugging me.
Yet he digs.
Yes, I do.
Still he digs.
Where'd that go? Well, there's another
Optimus. Into my digging.
I have four Optimal Optimus.
I need to get myself a new one. I had one, then the the brown plastic that connects the backpack to the body snapped.
Do you need just the body? I can send you one.
That's his purpose.
Well, no, the whole thing, the whole thing just broke.
I can. I have bodies. If you have the accessories, I can get you a new body.
Well, see, I have no idea where it is. It's buried in storage somewhere.
Oh. Well, it's still a fun body to have. He changes them often enough.
Right. But I really need to get my hands on a... really need to get my hands on the Perfect Effect one. That looks so good.
Oh, look, another one.
Wait, is there a release date for the little baby Guerreros? I forget. I know there is, but what was it?
I don't know.
And Joe, you got me covered for that? I don't have to take any action?
Yes.
Just send me
I will buy two sets from Hanny.
Keep three for yourself and send me one.
Apparently. Because, I mean, why not? He'll have his little babies.
Next month.
Okay. Also, I need to register for TFCon.
I don't. Hashtag real and
I, we were talking about getting a group room, Stasis Lock room, the beast room. Room for beasts.
Beast banging.
Beast banging at TFCon.
Episode one.
We got to put a sign up on the door. Do not disturb. Beast banging. See how quickly the cops are called.
Me do that.
Blech.
What beer. Was that?
I have too many open beers. I grabbed the wrong one.
Has it got cigarette butts in it? What happened?
No, it's just flat with fruit flies.
Ugh. Dude, clean your shit up. What are you doing?
I get a little bit of protein with that, so.
I'm a hobo and a hermit.
Oh my god. How can you have fruit flies in your home?
Because I'm a hermit.
Dakota and Tyler get to talk it up in the chat, but they're not in the room.
Chris, I don't have fruit flies in my home anymore. I just drank them. Come on.
Brutal.
That's the Jold Man protein Jold shake right
man.
There.
I'm so glad you guys latched on to that Jold Man thing.
Well, thanks to Micah. Yeah, you know, I just had to name the chat that.
I mean, somebody said Old Man Joe or something like that, and yeah, I said Jold Man, and then you immediately renamed him.
What is it?
Like that was the first thing you thought of was I gotta rename him right now.
I must have missed this.
It was right when we did the whole changing everything back to Stasis Lock and everyone back to their original names. And then
so what's my original name?
Well, now it's Jold Man.
Jold Man? Like Jolt?
Jold.
Jold. Like mold, yeah, but with a J?
J-O-E-L-D.
Oh, I'm Jold Man.
Then Dakota's back to being Primal Selfish.
Primal Sucketh is better.
I shipped a package to Primal Sucketh. Tyler is in the chat and he says, happy birthday to you, Daltinian. Is your last name happen to be Ian? No. Middle name?
No, it's Edward.
Okay, so Daltinian is like an adjective.
It's just a nickname. Okay,
I thought maybe it's just...
It's an old nickname, so...
I would have thought it was just like your first name is Dalton and your middle name is Ian.
No.
And, you know, you kind of slap them together and everyone calls you Daltonian.
Daltonian.
Yeah. Some of my coworkers just call me just call me Daltino.
Daltino. Is that more fruit flies?
No, that was I'm knocking stuff over because I have no depth perception. And then I re-pack it and it falls.
He's gone. We lost him. Okay.
Did you see what Dakota posted in the chat about the old lady eating barbecue chips with sour cream and onion dip?
Yeah. Here, let's look at this thing. Hey, let's look at this thing real quick.
What's this thing?
Man, I'm all over this. The
TransArt is putting out a Primal Prime, which is basically just their 4-mode commander, I think it's called. 4-mode commander, but it's in red, white, and blue. America Prime. Or, America. You know, Optimus Prime, Optimal Optimus.
They need to give it a Mega, or the recolor comes in a Megatron head, right?
They're doing one with a
Megatron.
I think this one's coming with the Megatron head.
We talked about it, so they shared that one with a Megatron head at one point, and I thought it was like a slight upgrade somehow. Somehow they upgraded.
I think it's the hands.
Yeah, what they gave him like individual fingers or something?
Oh my god! Fuck.
I can't look right now. I'm presenting.
Ick. So much ick.
Oh fuck. All right.
Did you see it?
Glad I looked at that. So it looks like he's got individual fingers, which is great because the whole the first one had just the same hands basically as the original. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's anything else updated about this one. It was an update, so what more are you going to do?
The armor plastic looks clear.
Well, wasn't it on clear? The original?
Yeah, I'm just saying it's something that they
paid
attention to.
Well, it goes with the repaint, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to unplug this thing. About to burn the apartment down. I wonder if it's so hot. I gotta run the fan now. It's stinking. Anyway, this guy... I like it because Beast. Now, what is the deal with Primal Prime? It's not like he was ever red, white, and blue in Beast Machines. Where's Dakota when we need him?
Oh, look. Here's a Megatron, or here's a Optimus-colored Optimal Optimus. And then, of course, that's a super expensive one. I saw it as a kid. I'm like, that's dumb. So...
I was out by then, so I wouldn't have seen it. Just like the Cryotech, I was out for that.
I never saw Cryotech, but I wasn't really looking.
I think it was Target.
That's probably why I didn't have a Target near me.
That's something I look forward to with the Megatron that they're doing.
Oh, Cryotech? Yeah. So, would this be the one that comes with the Megatron face?
No, it should... It should be the other one.
It should be like these upgrades, but in normal colors.
Yeah, because that's the way it was, right?
Yeah, it was just like Megatron's face inside the helmet that is mm-hmm. Primal Prime's head. It wasn't that big a deal. Maybe some like killer accessories would sell that better.
Like the little drone dude.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that would work. Wait, was he still around by then?
I don't know, but I mean,
I don't think that little drone guy was still around by the time because like the Optimal Optimus body was like the last story arc, I think.
Yeah, it was the last couple of episodes.
Yeah, I thought Megatron became the little drone and then he took on the Optimal Optimus body.
Yeah.
I don't know, the whole series is terrible, so I kind of blacked it out.
I want to watch it again now.
No,
thanks, Chris.
It's really bad. It's really, really, really bad.
I just remember bits and pieces. So,
Well, I'm getting this because now I don't know where I'm gonna get it. Oh wait, you guys told me I'm gonna get it. I forget where you told me, but last time I said, how am I gonna get it? Last time I got this guy, it was on Toy Bento, and now they're like not a thing.
I just got mine on eBay.
Yeah, that's probably where I'm gonna go. I'm sick of buying these figures and then seeing them on eBay for the same exact price or less, slightly less, but less. Because I don't really care who I buy it from. It's all about the price for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they usually run about $50.
This one, I feel like it was 60 when I got
it
from Toy Bento.
I paid 45 for mine on eBay.
60 shipped, I think it was like 50 and 10, I think. Maybe it was 70, 60 and 10.
40 shipped, 45 shipped, but I had to wait like 3 weeks.
That's fine. I don't care about the wait.
So after it's out, just wait a bit for it to go down in price a bit on eBay and then buy it.
Okay.
So unless it's limited, then don't.
About Ultra Class size, or is it just straight up just Voyager?
It's Voyager.
It's the mini version.
That's not
bad. Is it even Voyager? It's the same size as the oversized Masterpiece Bumblebee.
That doesn't help me any. I don't have any Chaos in my collection.
Hiss, boo.
Okay.
This is a KO. You gonna get this?
Oh yeah.
Here, does this help?
It's a KO.
I didn't say I don't want any KOs in my collection. I just don't have any.
Damn right. So, an interesting thing came up in our group chat. Somebody said that they believe knockoff companies are owned by the third party company that they are knocking off.
You never know, man. These companies can be dirty. You never know.
Like,
I don't
the company is selling a product. It's kind of run its course. They start a new company, which really doesn't take much to do. And they put out a KO of the product that the original company produced. They do it cheaper and better in some way, and possibly in a different size. And everyone's like, it's cheaper and it's bigger, I'm in, when they didn't give two shits about the original.
I mean, it makes sense because they're recouping costs and they're making essentially free money. Because they don't have to design it at all, or very much. And then
so
they just
I propose that TransArt here, so far all we've seen is KOs of original Beast Wars figures. They did Moon, and they did the Robot Heroes. No, Robot Masters. I always confuse the two. Robot Masters Primal. And now they've done Optimal Optimus and, you know, the repaint here, and supposedly a Dragon Megatron, which kind of looks like they're doing it from scratch, but you never know. So what if Takara owned TransArt Toys? Discuss.
I don't think that's possible because Takara is Japanese and the third party companies are Chinese.
Now, are you Chinese or Japanese?
I mean, well, if you think about it, you know, a lot of these third party companies own each other. Like, I mean, you've got KFC and X-Transbots that are, you know, just one company. Then you got MMC and Ocular Max.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Sorry, iGear.
I forgot
and...
that me jumping around right there would make you jump around. Sorry.
But...
So you don't think Sakara has the rights to TransArt Toys, and they're like, what if we reproduce molds that have long since been paid for and get more money for them?
I mean, it's possible.
This is Takara saying, we're not going to do any Beast Wars for the anniversary, but we'll do this.
I mean, it kind of sucks that they're just doing this instead of making something new.
See, it doesn't make too much sense to me because it wouldn't monetarily make sense because they would have to dig up these super old molds that were from the 90s and then retool them, make them smaller. And
look at the pterosaur they used and the guile dart. Pterosaur and the guile dart, like the original Beast Wars molds and Beast Wars Neo molds that they used for Age of Extinction. Like, clearly, they can just whip these things back out.
Very true, but these knockoffs are made in China. Their factories are, what, in Vietnam now? Mm-hmm. So, or is Takara's, where is Takara's?
Where's Takara's?
I think it's the same as Hasbro. Is it Vietnam?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to have it in a different location. I mean, all that would be different is paint. So,
all we gotta do is find the mailing addresses for some of these factories. And we'll get to the bottom of it.
Go pay them a visit. Wait outside their garbage dumpsters and collect the rejects. Sell them on eBay because it's before they're even released.
Hold together a perfect figure.
Yep.
Well,
they should start making Transformers in America again. And by again, I mean for the first time ever.
All right, well, I think we said there's all there is to say about this. What do you think of the hands?
They're bendy.
I like him because my only complaint about the TransArt 4-mode commander is that his hands are still the grabby hands from the original one. Like, if I like my... I know a lot of people don't, but I like my figures to have individually articulated fingers for many, 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 many gestures.
It looks like they retooled the forearms too, not just the hands.
They look
rounder.
Very rounded, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is
fine. If they do that for version 2, that's totally fine with me. I'll buy it again. More reason to buy it again.
Yeah, the more they change about the 4-mode commander, the more accepting I am of buying basically the same thing again with an uglier head.
But then make it bigger.
See, we're skewing the secret Takara intel here. Because we're going to buy all of them. So, bigger,
all
smaller.
Three of them.
Well, maybe not smaller. It's already small enough. But make it bigger. Make it have fingers. All the things.
Mm-hmm.
The other news is whatever this is.
Xerxes.
Take it away. I don't know what this is. So.
It's just
the knockoff of Xerxes.
Well, it's actually just a straight up KO of Leonidas, but in Xerxes colors with Xerxes box.
That's the original Leonidas mold, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have the horn on it.
Oh. Meh.
Man, I would love to see someone do a KO of this in maybe Alphatron colors. And then...
That'd be cool.
What?
Alpha Trion colors.
Well, Chris, you started giggling there for a second.
Yeah, because as soon as you said your name was Daltino and Ty in the chat on YouTube just said Daltino real big, and then I knew immediately he was going to change your name in the group chat to Daltino, and so it is. Anyways, anybody getting this? Neo Art Toys effect.
No, I'll just get I'll stick with the regular one.
I'm getting the new
origin
one.
Yeah. The anime.
Don't have money, but I'm gonna get it hopefully soon.
That's the news.
Yay.
The news.
Unless you guys think of anything else that we didn't cover that we've been talking about in the last week, That's the news.
It's nothing all fake happened. News.
Fake all news. Fake. Don't you want an Optimal Optimus robot monkey that looks like the colors of everybody's dad's favorite truck?
Nope. Want it to look like my favorite monkey.
Show us that Transformers pillow you got there, Joe.
I made this in sewing class in high school.
Dude, I made something stupid shit in sewing class in high school. Like, I was given too many, like, freedoms with, like, hey, you have to do this project for this class, and you can make whatever you want for this project. That was too much responsibility for me, so I never chose something good. I was like, I don't know. And then I made something, and as soon as I made it, I was like, what a terrible waste of time. I never knew what I should make, so I just made something, and it was dumb. But hey, good for you and Transformers pillow.
Yep, I made Transformer pillow and Transformer pajamas.
Well, that's that. You guys are really good with the whole talking and all that. Do we have topics? Does Tyler rustle us up some topics?
No, Tyler, give us some topics.
He said he's going back to work.
We know you're watching.
Yes, there was a topic he had.
What is it? We need it now.
I'm trying to get to the chat.
We need it 10 minutes ago.
Shut up.
Tyler, what's your topic? Pre-ordered. Hurry, we moved it in three seconds ago.
He's working again now. He said back to work.
Okay, here it is.
All right.
Okay. If you were to introduce someone new to Beast Wars, but you could only show them one episode, which would it be?
Yay, hypotheticals. Them. Bad Spark. And I don't think multi-parters count because it's the cheap way out.
And then you can also apply that to the toy line, whichever.
We already did that topic, Dalton. Keep up.
Well, that was already in here on the chat, so.
That was one of the first things we did, I think, on this show. I think that was based on a question on ETR. Anybody else have an episode that they would recommend?
Let's see. You said Bad Spark?
Yeah, Bad Spark. Come on, man. That's like the grisliest episode.
I'd probably say a Code of Hero.
It depends who the person is.
So it sounds like you have multiple answers.
I do.
What are they?
Well, probably Code of Hero, Bad Spark. Or because you said them, so I'm just getting them out of the way. Or Crossing the Rubicon. Or Aftermath.
I want to hear like a part one of three. It's like, what? Part one?
Or
part two of three.
No. The Agenda part two. Was there an Agenda part two? I don't remember. But what was the one where Power Surge?
Yeah.
That one. That's
a great answer too.
If I didn't say Code of Hero, I'd say Optimal Situation, because you got a little bit of that G1 in there. You got, you know, Beast Wars.
Is that the one where is that where he turns into Optimal Optimus?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's when.
Know them all by their name.
Was it? That was when.
That was Optimal Situation.
I mean, it's in the name.
What was the one when Tron gets dropped in the lava and
that's
It's pronounced Teletran. Dude, I gotta have fucking Scott McNeil say that shit at TFCon. Oh my god.
He's gonna be there too.
Isn't he? Isn't that the thing?
I didn't see that. I know David Kay is going to be there.
Well, I mean, I got to do it. I want him to do some Clank voice. I don't even care about Megatron. Just do me some Clank voice.
Mm-hmm. That'll be great. Dang, I'm going to miss it.
Master Blaster was the episode.
Master Blaster, okay.
Which one was that? The where he dropped?
Where the, yeah, the Transmetal 2 Megatron.
What's the, I got, oh, the one of the books I have, I was showing Kenny when he was here. One of the books, it's like a part one of a Beast Wars toy and episode guide that never got continued, so it's just the part one. And at the very end of the book, it has like a three-paragraph synopsis of every episode from season one. It's a little obnoxious. And more information than you need.
Each episode?
Yeah, it's more than you need.
Well, that's like more than enough to describe an episode. Most of the episodes in season one were just blech.
The Maximals think they've won and that they are going home. Oh, they are not.
Yeah, that's about it.
I gotta say, Patrick
gets stuck in the Predacon base. He has to get out. Oh, he does.
He does.
The trap gets the Maximal base. He has to get up.
We should write plot synopses where we try not to use more than four words per sentence. That would be awesome.
Dinobot dies. Rampage grows up.
What was that one where Ronox got the virus? Silverbolt
sticks her.
What, Dalton?
The one with Ronox having that virus. He's destroying the base.
The Rhinox, evil Rhinox one?
Rhinox, no. Rhinox burps.
Rhinox farts.
He gets better.
Farts at Megatron.
Rhinox farts. He gets better.
That's five.
That's five.
That's two sentences.
That's five words.
I said per sentence.
You said four words.
Per sentence!
No, you said four words.
I don't know. Go back. Rewind it. Rewind the save.
Yep.
Anyway.
Possession. Starscream takes over Wasp. Oh, no, that's.
So many words.
Starscream takes over Waspinator.
Just Starscream's back.
Yeah, there we go.
And Nelfon again.
Starscream's back. He's dead.
I remember what I wanted to say. When Starscream's back, Waspinator explodes. you can just throw a Waspinator explodes in any
every episode.
Yeah. I just wanted at the end of every episode.
I wanted to shout out Beast Wars Wednesdays again because they do a really good episode review every other Wednesday on a YouTube channel that has creative spelling and had nothing to do with Beast Wars, so you won't find it. But you can type in Beast Wars Wednesdays to get there. But every other week, they do a 15 to 20 minute long synopsis of an episode in order. So they're still in season one. They started a few months ago, a little bit after we started, I think. And it's good. It's very professionally done. There are a couple of, I think they're from Canada. There are a couple of goofballs, sometimes cringy. They do some skits, but they're not great. Like, they're not Bobby Skullface skits. They're like, what if we just brought the cat into the shot, basically? Yeah, so I'm not really doing
what
a great
review
of them.
What do you know Bobby Skullface skits, Chris?
I watch his videos when they're relevant to things I like, which is very rarely. Very rarely.
All right, so I got another one.
Synopsis? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dark Designs. Ronox is a dick.
See, Dalton, I don't think you get it. I don't think you're getting it.
I got it just fine.
Fuck. Other people in the room, they would have laughed at that.
What about the one where
Joe, and he's been drinking.
The one where Tegatron shows up, it's like, the dick is here.
It's called Look at This Dick. What a huge dick. That's the one when Cybertron shows up.
When Air Razor shows up, it's Revenge of the Dick.
Why?
No, that's The Dick Strikes Back. And then when Tiger Hawk
shows up. You're just doing
up,
Star Wars now.
Yeah, but then when Tiger Hawk shows up, that's Revenge of the Dick.
Where's the one where Snowstalker dies?
That's Rogue Dick.
I was thinking
he's just doing Star Wars now. We have one viewer. Thanks, Joe.
I was just doing a Dick Side Chick is dead.
The Lonely Dick.
We're gonna run down all the episodes and give them a few word synopses. Yeah, nobody's watching this shit now. Congratulations, Joe.
Do you want me to have more beer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that one. It's got fruit flies in it.
No, I have to get a new one from the fridge.
The fruit flies have contaminated all open beers.
Or they're all drunk. Oh, and pie!
It's frozen on basically the greatest pie face that could ever be. I gotta say, I've definitely gone in the fridge with similar reactions. Because I don't do the food shopping, so I'll come home someday. Or I'll look in the fridge after several days of not really being home enough to open the fridge. And, yeah, I'll get some surprises.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish this beer and eat that pie.
What kind of pie is it?
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, never mind. You Midwestern fuck.
Hey.
And I have tuxedo cake in there still.
I don't know what that is.
What the fuck is that?
It's chocolate cake with vanilla frosting. And chocolate truffle waterfall over the top. It's a $15 cake.
Like a slice or a whole sheet?
No, it's a round double layer cake. It was $15 for the whole thing.
Was it on sale?
Nope.
Harsh.
I splurged.
So this is me being about as talkative as I can be on Stasis Lock. This is what happens when Tyler and Dakota and Kenny aren't here. And several other people too.
Yeah, because Deluxe is too good for us now.
He was always too good.
He just records something else at the same exact time we do this, and people's jobs keep changing. Kenny doesn't even have a job. I don't know where he's at. He's clearly taking a nap right now. He'll wake up in about a half hour and go, "Oh shit!"
He's being embraced by the sadness.
Who's sad? Kenny's sad? Kenny's not sad.
I don't know.
We haven't talked about Barry, Micah yet. He must be sad.
Barry's just gone.
Barry's on that TCP vacation.
he's off with Snowstalker.
Hulk.
Under the...
Yeah.
It's a shame. I'm going to NJCC on Saturday and Sunday, and there's going to be way too many ROC people there, like about 30 people usually over the course of the weekend. And none of the Stasis Slot guys will be there, except for me.
I live in Wisconsin. Like a 15-hour drive.
That's the problem with living in the Midwest is you can't exactly get out.
I mean, can you call Colorado the Midwest? The Midwest kind of ends when you have mountains.
Yeah, Colorado is more of
the Rockies.
Well, where I'm at, I'm nowhere near the mountains, so.
Well, neither is Denver. Denver is mountain adjacent. Denver's like, hey, look, there's the mountains. Not here, though. Over there. I've been to Denver twice.
Yeah, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, Vicky's gonna be in Denver for like an extra day, and she's like, "What am I supposed to do? All they have to do there is smoke. What am I supposed to do?"
Smoke stuff.
I mean, there's.
All right, pitch me on Denver. Pitch me on someone who doesn't smoke's trip to Denver.
You can go rock mountain climbing.
You can go like breathe heavy because you need it. You can get sleepy for no good reason because you're not from the same atmosphere.
I don't know. I don't really even do anything when I go up to Denver. I mostly just go up there for an appointment. And that's it.
Ooh, sounds clinical.
Yep.
I wish you the best of luck, but I believe luck is a concept created by the weak to explain their failures.
Are you reading a fortune cookie right now?
No, that's a Ron Swanson quote.
Oh. I wanted to believe that it was on the beer can or something.
It's like those.
It's good. So, I watched the movie The Founder last night. Did you guys ever see that?
I saw it in theaters, yeah.
Did you see it, Dalton?
Not to be like braggy or anything, but I did see it. It was in theaters. I only saw three movies this year, so there you go.
I had no desire to.
What did you think of it, Chris?
I liked it. I'd buy it on Blu-ray if it gets real cheap. You know, it will eventually. But I'm looking at the Blu-ray at Target for like $22, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's free on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah. That's awesome. I watched it last night. I was like, wow, this movie is.
Dude,
I mean,
come on.
It's a good movie, but
Ron Swanson without a mustache? Come on,
man.
Oh,
I love that.
How weirded out were you when you saw him?
I'm just saying the main
character's a
dick. What?
Yo, Michael Keaton, though.
I know, but he's a dick. I wanted to
smash his face in. Well, how weird of that were you when you realized that's Nick Offerman without a mustache?
No, I knew right away when I heard the voice.
Oh, look at you. It took me a couple scenes and I was like, no way. Where does mustache go?
No, there was an episode of Parks and Rec where he had to shave the mustache.
Oh, yeah?
That's quite disturbing.
That's on my maybe I should watch this eventually list.
It's probably one of the greatest shows ever. I really think you'd like it, Chris.
I don't know, man. I watched an episode of Rick and Morty last night, like the first episode I've ever seen, and I was expecting like my life to change based on how much all you bastards talk about it all day long.
Garbage. I hate that show.
Well, I mean, I didn't say that. That's a little extreme.
Which episode?
Well,
I watched Pickle Rick, of course.
That one was pretty good.
All right, so I watched it, and I was like, all right, well, you know, the fight scenes are pretty cool, but other than that, it's like, it's here. It's a show. I don't know. I'm still waiting for something to really impress me, like, cinema-wise. I watched Breaking Bad, like, I don't know, a few months ago, the whole thing. I'd never seen any of it, and there was maybe two or three scenes in the whole show where I was like, oh shit, no way. Other than that, it's like, here it is. But everyone's like, it's the greatest show. You gotta watch it.
I mean, if you start with beginning with Rick and Morty and work your way through it, it's really good. Like,
okay. I'm waiting for a life-changing experience, and I don't think they exist.
Well, I never said it was a life-changing experience.
Well, everyone's like, it's so great. It's the greatest show. It's so funny. It's amazing.
Funny,
the Pickle Rick.
It's not the greatest thing ever. I mean,
I firmly believe that people have fallen into this mindset that they want to find something to be great. They want to find something that's great. So they believe that things are great so that they have that gratification. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Chris, Parks and Rec is beyond that great. Imaginator is great. It's just great.
Well, maybe it's all opinion-based, and you have to really try hard to find a thing that's great to you.
I think you'd like it. Give it a shot.
That is our deep moment of the show.
Give it a shot beyond the first few episodes, because the first few episodes are kind of bland. But then after a bit, the actors start to get into the characters a bit more, and the characters begin to develop, and then it gets really good.
When I first found Workaholics, I was working overnight at the radio station, and basically you just watch TV, and on a time schedule, you have to go around and like sign a bunch of clipboards in different rooms, and that's working overnight at the radio station, and you know, make sure nothing blows up. And I found Workaholics. It came on a rerun came on Comedy Central, and it was mid-season 2, and that was life-changing. The first time I saw Workaholics. Now, I would only really recommend parts of season 1, most of season 2, and the first half of season 3. The rest of it is good, but it's not life-changing. But early Workaholics really, really did it for me. Now, maybe it's all opinion, and you guys, neither of you care for the show, or you could watch, for instance, the episode that I first saw, and you wouldn't feel anything. Maybe.
I don't know. I never heard of that show.
It's a Comedy Central show. It just ended a few months ago, like after 7 seasons.
What show is this?
Workaholics.
I've never really heard of it either.
Well, it was on Comedy Central. It went 7 seasons. And the actors have all been appearing in lots of other stuff. And they ended it on their own. They didn't like get canceled or anything, which is kind of cool.
Kind of rare that happens.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the last episode was like a big spoof on, it was kind of like, it had layers to it. It was like Inception. They on the show, the guys are given a TV show to do, and it changes who they are, and they don't like what they see, so they all quit the TV show and go back to what they used to do, which is them quitting the TV show and going back to what they used to do. It was, you know, out of context. That episode probably is not good. The final episode.
Oh, that's why my freezer doesn't work.
All right, so what's something you've watched, TV, movie, whatever, that really changed your life?
I have a butterfly in my freezer, so it doesn't work.
Well, it didn't really change my life, but it changed my opinion on the show, and that was Red versus Blue. I love that show.
That's great.
Would it change your opinion of what?
Well, it, you know, my original opinion of it was, oh, it's just a bunch of just random videos stitched together. But after sitting down and actually watching it, it's developed into a full-on storyline.
They still doing that?
Yeah, they're on their 15th season now.
That's excessive.
They're only like
I watched it when it was I know, but I don't think I continued when it went to Halo 2. That's how little I watched of it.
After that, it really picks up after the fourth season. I mean, they dive deeper into the story between the characters and everything.
All right, well, I'm confident it wouldn't do anything for me, so I guess it's all opinion-based.
So, a good show that's ridiculous and pointless that
Stasis we had Law. A lot
of... No, it's totally more pointless and ridiculous. It's, we had a lot of fun watching it here. It's, I think they're doing a third season. It's called The Detour. It just goes for a ridiculous shock laugh humor. Like, just the most grotesque, like, WTF, did that just really happen? Shock laugh kind of things. Where it's just so... Like, There's this one episode where the guy's kid pukes all over him, and then he's running around like a maniac, pooping his pants, and it's just like, and it's like, what the heck? There, it's crazy.
So but that doesn't sound very great to me.
No, it fits in with the story because, like, you wouldn't see this all happening because they show you a clip of all the craziness happening at the beginning, and then they go back in time to, okay, here, they're going, they stop at this nice restaurant, and it's this happening, and then they give you a context, and then it's like, holy crap, that really exploded into chaos. And then there's a whole subplot where you don't really know what's going on, but they're like, oh, did you know that she's really a criminal? No.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of the, you know, the later seasons of Red vs. Blue. I mean, it's all just craziness and randomness, then it starts getting deep, and then you got a bunch more chaos, then you got subplots all over the place.
How do they release Red versus Blue now?
Dude. It's on their YouTube page.
Prime.
They've got.
It's only available through their Patreon.
Actually, no. It's weekly. Prime. Weekly on YouTube, or they've got full seasons on Netflix.
Dude. Pie.
He's got Pyovision going on. You got ice cream on that pie?
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't be pie without ice cream.
Nope.
Oh shit.
Just don't have it in Kansas for us. One of their stupid laws is it's illegal to have ice cream on hot cherry pie.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, it's one of the dumbest laws I've ever heard of.
It's a law? Like it was passed?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it's cold cherry pie? This is cold rhubarb pie.
Then I guess it's fine, but
what if I told you that cherry pie is not a great flavor of pie?
I don't really care for cherry pie.
Then how about I tell you, shut the fuck up?
How about you do?
I had the option between getting a strawberry rhubarb or a cherry pie, and I chose strawberry
neither.
Rhubarb.
I could have gotten cherry peach real too. Low.
I could have gotten
flavors, man.
Too. Blueberries.
Those are all fine fruits, but they're not good pies.
What's a good pie, Chris?
You're going to think it's cliche, but apple, it really works.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to think of what my
like
second
vanilla.
Choice. What's my, yeah, that's true. What's my second choice in pie? I'm going to go with pumpkin is my second choice.
Pumpkin pie is delicious.
I don't know if it counts, though, because it's really, really hyper-seasonal. And so, like, finding a pumpkin pie right now might not be so easy. That's a mission right there. Stasis Lock, viewers, lockers.
I could have got one, but I got it.
All you lockers out there, go find a pumpkin pie in the wild right now. Not one you made yourself.
Patrick,
one at the food store. Take a picture. Hashtag Stasis Lock. Hashtag I found this pumpkin pie for you.
Patrick, hashtag have your mom man. Make a pumpkin pie.
It needs to be in packaging. I need to see a price on it. I need to see a price on it that doesn't say, this is a cherry pie that I just ate, and then I put a pumpkin pie in the packaging from the cherry pie that I just ate. You can't say any of those words.
What about a frozen one? I'm pretty sure you can buy frozen ones.
Ah, maybe. Peach Cobbler says the E39 Bandit. How the fuck did we talk about a bunch of dumb shit and then we talk about pie flavors and the chat blows up? By blows up, I mean one of our two viewers says something. Their first thing of the night. Pie Talk, only on Stasis Lock.
The show about beasts, now about pie.
Pie banging.
Oh God!
They made a movie about that, or several. So, yeah, I think apple's my number one choice for pie. Ice cream is always acceptable with pie. Pumpkin is my number two choice. And I don't know, some sort of lemon.
Lemon meringue.
Is that a pie or is that a dessert?
It's a pie.
It's a pie, not a dessert. What makes it a pie? Does it have crust like a pie? Isn't that a lemon meringue, like open top?
Yeah, it's an open
top
pie.
But that can't have ice cream on it.
I don't know. I'm torn. I want to say an open top pie isn't a pie, but I've never seen a closed top pumpkin pie.
Right.
It's pie talk, man.
I don't understand. I was thinking about this the last few days.
Yeah, you were.
No, I was. Because, okay, you have the fruit pies, and then you have, like, the cream custard pudding pies.
And then you have the meat pies, which we're not going to talk about. The savory pies?
That's just a different category altogether.
What about
we're
a pot
pie? We're talking about
the
dessert pie. That's a meat pie.
What about a pot pie from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that it's actually just a soup because they're dumb and they don't understand? No, there's no bread. The pot pie in Lancaster is just a soup. It's like if you took the contents of a pot pie, made it more like liquidy,
brothy,
and
so it's chicken. Soup. It's chicken, pea, and carrot and potato soup?
Or turkey, yeah. It's known for its. I think it has like the really long flat noodles. I want to say they're egg noodles, but I think I'm just making that up. Is that right?
All right. Well, anyways, back to the pies.
Back to the pie, because that is not a pie. That is a savory dish.
I
got to say coconut cream pie or blueberry pie.
Oh, coconut cream is good.
I love banana cream pie.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. The cream pies. Those are the pies. I want to talk about the
French silk.
Nah. I don't like chocolate, so I want to say what is there to be said about the open top versus the closed top pie?
It's pie. Get over it.
But what constitutes a pie? What's the difference between a pie and a cake?
Well, that's pretty clear, but a pie and like a quiche.
Yeah, or a quiche. Yeah, like a quiche.
Well, that's a breakfast pie. A pie and a dessert that's also round and not a cake.
like a pudding. Does it need to have a pastry crust or can it have a graham cracker crust?
No, graham cracker cut that. Now you're bordering on s'mores territory.
Or cheesecake.
We've really found our stride here on Stasis Lock, talking about desserts.
I think we're just hungry or something.
Okay, good point, Dalton. Could cheesecake be considered a pie?
It's clearly a cake. It's in the name.
Well, yeah. So what separates it? It could arguably have the same consistency as a pie.
I don't know. I've never had a pie that's that, like, solid. So a cheesecake can have a graham cracker crust. Oh, therefore, I'm solid. Pretty sure any pie that has a graham cracker crust isn't actually a pie.
What about banana cream pie? They can have a graham cracker crust.
If you're a savage.
Maybe I'm a savage.
I like savage better when it wasn't a meme, when it was just an adjective or a noun.
There's a noun. Savage meme?
It's just a trendy thing to say.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, it's like when someone comes back with a good comeback. It's like, oh, that's savage.
It's like, yeah.
It's like when someone gets all... It's just like the whole salty thing when someone gets all butthurt. It's like, oh, you're salty.
Oh, I hate today. this time and place, man. We got no beasts coming out. Barely any beasts. The G1 will rise again, and everyone's running around yelling savage. What is happening, man? We can't figure out what is and is not a pie. It's madness.
Dude, pi is pi. 3.14 infinity.
Inaccurate. So, pi talk. You guys brought a lot of good pies to the table. I gotta say, I am a big fan of the closed top pie. Wait, I need that crust on the top, and I need it on the bottom, especially the bottom, which you kind of get in any given pie. So that's
otherwise
that's
it's just a cobbler.
There. Yeah. Or otherwise, crisp. It's just a sticky mess.
What sets it apart from a pie and a cobbler?
Cobbler
no bottom
is
crust.
A pie made by a savage.
With no bottom?
No, and I'm not saying savage in a trendy way. I'm saying someone who is unskilled and relentless. So a cobbler is just a pie crafted by a savage.
It's something Dakota would make.
No.
Oh.
I feel like he might know how to make food sometimes. I might be wrong. Can't wait for all the other guys to rewatch
like
this episode later.
Cobbler sounds like a southern thing. It sounds like, let's just take this fruit, pour it in the thing, and put some pie crust on the top. We'll call it cobbler.
Could we just cobble it
well,
together?
Is a cobbler just an upside-down pie?
It is. And that's because in the South, they do everything upside down. Like they call, what is it, 100, one large, but it's really 1,000 that's one large.
If we have an episode that goes by without that joke, we have failed. And also, Pie Talk is going to be a staple now.
Dude.
Maybe.
Bye.
Do a live pie review.
We'll have a different pie featured every week.
God.
You should.
Can
yeah,
we
should,
have one of you guys join the hangout, like, live from a grocery store and just show us all the pies? And then, and then you're excused after that? Be like, yo, what's on sale this week? Open top or closed top? Get that cobbler out of my face.
And someone gets all excited over their favorite flavor.
What's
on? I said someone gets all excited over their favorite flavor and just have a freak out in the middle of the store.
Turn up for pie.
I could see that. Tyler came in the grocery store before, so... He's in charge of that. Do they have pie?
Yeah, but
Canada?
It's gonna be like maple pie and like hockey puck pie and
moose
poutine
pie.
Poutine with a pie shell on it and
moose pie,
moose meat pie, and the snow flavored, just snow.
Snow the crust.
Snow with gravel crust.
You know they have a dessert in Canada that's like called like street sweepings or something like that, and it's like vanilla. It's like vanilla shaved ice with like chocolate chips in it, where they like kind of melt them a little bit, so they kind of get streaky in there. And they're like, it's just like I would love to do a Canadian accent when I say this, but I'm not gonna be able to pull it off with no notice. But I say it's just like going outside and scooping it right off the porch, whatever they have in Canada.
Game called Moose Tracks.
Yeah, but I mean, you could make that about any like animal that walks around and shits in the snow.
Yeah, but it's like the real moose shot in the snow, Derry.
Shot. What about like a bear with just as much shit in the, no way they hibernate.
The bear is different when it shots in the snow.
I gotta know, what is hibernation?
Like, is when they eat a lot and then they sleep all winter, Derry.
No, that's physically impossible. You can't sleep for like a season straight.
You don't know hibernation, then, do you?
I don't care what physiology got. You can't sleep that long.
You don't know hibernation, then, do you?
What about bodily functions?
Up there in Canada, there, they do it all winter, Derry.
Do they just shit while they're sleeping?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they ate all that food.
It's just a big pile. When they wake up in the morning, they eat it all, eh? It's their breakfast.
You're going into like a Middle Eastern Canadian there for a second, Joe.
When they wake up from hibernation, they have to immediately abandon that cave because there's shit everywhere.
Well, no, I would assume their metabolism slows down and they're just living off the fat. And I'm going to ask Google this.
Yeah, what even Google is hibernation? Tevin, what even is colon hibernation?
What even is colon
hibernation? Are you voice to texting over there?
No.
That is not going to fucking work.
I know that.
What's a colon hibernation?
That's the first result. Do bears poop and they're hibernating?
Fuck
science.
Yeah.
Flirt.
From well, eyes to hibernation shit.
We on that hibernation shit right now.
Well, yeah.
What you know about that new Reptar bar? Come on, Joe. That was we got zero viewer now. Fuck. We lost them.
I'm going so slow there, eh?
We lost all of them. What do the bears do when they hibernate?
Why do the birds
need a plane if they can fly?
Yes, bears can manage to go an entire season without ever needing to drop a deuce. This article says yes, they don't need to poop.
So they like well, they straight up like go comatose and have no bodily functions for like several months?
Well, no, they breathe.
That's the lowest of bodily functions.
Well, yeah, that's about all they do. And their heart beats, like, every year and there.
A lot slower.
Once a day.
just enough to keep it tasteful.
Okay, well, we learned something today. Hey, it's two viewers. They're back. We learned something today on Stasis Lock. Bears do, in fact, pass right the fuck out for several months to hibernate and not just, you know, settle down by the fire, the cave fire.
Oh, wait, look. The article gave me something called the fecal plug.
I can't look. The bears form a very hard shit stopper. That prevents any more shit from coming out.
Yeah, pretty much. And, fecal plug is a large mass of hardened feces produced by a bear during its winter hibernation. The plug forms in the colon and consists of a variety of materials ingested.
Do they gotta fire that shit out in the spring?
Yeah, it sounds painful. It sounds like a freaking rocket going.
Does it sound like a truck backfiring?
Oh, I bet.
I can see the fucking Warner Brothers cartoon for this. Oh, thanks, Joe. You shared this whole thing in our chat.
Oh, wait. It says something about breaking the wall of the den. Some of the fecal plug is composed of undigested food that was... However, much of it is formed by cells that... Is it like giving birth? Are expelled by the bear upon walking in spring, usually near the entrance. To the den. It doesn't say about how painful it must be.
Follow-up question for our zero viewers. When the bears are all hibernating, there's no like lookout, right? They hibernate together and they're all asleep. Did you like stumble upon a bear's den when they're all hibernating and go, oh shit, it's a bear's den, and leave and you know nothing's wrong? You're good? You good to go?
Just don't wake them up. They'll rip your face off.
Yeah, but like
dude. Dude, have you ever seen SpongeBob when they wake up Sandy when she's hibernating? Don't wake up a hibernating squirrel.
So how hard is a bear to wake up when it's hibernating? That's a fucking question Google will not have an answer to.
No, Google will. Google has an answer for everything.
How hard is it to wake up a bear when it's hibernating?
Google Voice won't work.
Science, man. I want to know, like, could you go in there and, like, you step on a twig and then the bears are like, a what up? Or could you go in there and, like, poke one of them once and it's none the wiser because it's got the fecal plug rocking and it's hard asleep?
It's a common misconception that bears hibernate during the winter. While bears tend to slow down during the winter, they are not true hibernators. Black bears, grizzly bears, and brown bears go into a deep sleep during the winter months, known as torpor. Hibernation is when animals sleep through the winter. So what's the difference? How can you wake a bear during hibernation? Bears
answer, yes, but don't do it.
Hibernation for bears simply means they don't eat or drink and rarely urinate or defecate or not at all. There is strong evolutionary pressure for bears to stay in their dens during winter if there is little or no food available. But that doesn't answer our question.
I think the answer here is that no one actually knows what hibernation is or what bears do in the winter because you don't go looking.
Should I wake up this hibernating bear?
Can we put a GoPro on a bear with like a hella sick battery and then wait for it to go hibernate?
Should I wake up this morning? That's a depressing suggestion. Thanks, Google.
Something tells me you're already up if you're asking that question. Should I wake up this morning?
Should I wake up this hibernating bear?
What about should I have woken up this morning?
What happens when you wake up a hibernating bear? To wake up a hibernating bear.
Well, that's that. In summation, Grizzly One was the original name on the promo art for Polar Claw. And this has been Stasis Log, episode 40, Ounces. I'm Clutch. Joe's here, and so is Dalton. Shout out to all the Cool Table Network shows. You know who you are, and if you don't know who you are, you're not watching enough Cool Table Network shows. We'll see you next week for maybe more guests.